3FM on air and online.
www.3.fm.
It's Wednesday afternoon here on 3FM. Now, earlier this week, we reviewed Les Miserables on the show. And as promised, I've got a very special guest on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, she's gone from TV star to West End star to Hollywood star. It's Samantha Barr.
Hiya, how are you?
I'm very well. And you've had a pretty epic 12 months ago. It was around about 12 months ago that you found out you were going to be Eponine on the big screen. Tell us a little bit about that.
So yeah, I just 15 weeks, camera tests, makeup tests, being tested with Eddie Redmayne and Amanda Seyfried. And then so yeah, after 15 weeks of waiting and going back in and out, I got told when I was on stage taking my bow as Nancy and Oliver. So it was quite a surreal casting process, really, but very cool way to find out, definitely.
You have done a lot of stage work over the years. Is the audition process for a movie much different?
Yeah, it is. I think for me, because I was trying to learn so quickly how to translate a role from stage to screen, it was kind of, as well as an audition process, it was a proper learning curve for me. It was, there was so much to learn in such a short space of time, and so it was incredible to have someone like Tom Hooper, who's just such an incredible director. So amazing to have him and work with him on all the stuff the whole way through. It was really exciting.
Did you have a geek out moment when you went on the set? Because the, you know, the sets look incredible.
Yeah, it was breathtaking, because you spend like a year of your life on the West End, kind of picturing what this kind of world would look like, this make believe streets and all that kind of stuff. And then you walk on a film set and it's all there, and you don't have to picture anything or create anything in your mind. It's just instantly there in front of you. It's kind of an odd feeling, actually. It's kind of, yeah, it's a bit surreal.
The fellow actors that you were there, I mean, we've got Wolverine, Gladiator, Catwoman, Borat.
It was completely surreal, but they were also nervous as well, and that was weird to me, because they're these huge big stars and they've got amazing careers.
And if anything, you had probably more experience than a lot of them.
Well, yeah, but like I said, I had no experience at all in framework, and you know, a few people like Eddie Redmayne had no singing experience, and I had no film experience. We kind of were lucky that we could all kind of share those experiences with each other.
Well, you did make me cry a little bit.
Did I?
Yeah, I did shed a tear. I'll be honest. The last time I cried was The Lion King. That is saying something.
Right, well, I apologise, but I'm very proud of making you cry.
Oh, thanks. Now, let's talk rain and singing.
Oh, it was so cold. The water was just freezing. No. I would have thought it might have been a bit kind and warmed it up a little bit for me, but no. But it's so funny, because obviously the day you just start to shake, and then, like, my ribs were shaking, which I didn't even think they could shake isolated from your body, but apparently they can.
And it must have been quite strange, because I've seen footage of the crew, and they've all got their macs on, and all the cameras are all nicely wrapped, and there's just literally you there without any protection, just getting soaked. So
it was, but do you know what? I thought I was being smart. I was like, you know what? I'm going to put some thermals on underneath my dress, underneath my skirt. But then more for me, because then the thermals just got soaked through, and then I was just sat in a pair of like wet, cold leggings, and it was just like, oh no.
Nice. What are the differences? Because you've obviously played this role, you did it on the West End, you played Eponine on the O2, and also on screen. Was it quite weird not getting a round of applause after you did your performance?
And it's weird, yeah, because on theatre you have that instant sort of connection with the audience via the applause, you know, or whatever, laughter. You have an instant connection with an audience, but on a film set you don't see the audience's reaction until like a year later when you're sat in the cinema.
Yeah.
You just don't know how it's going to go down, so it's kind of hard to gauge, but it's a different thrill, and it's the intimacy of having a camera like half a meter away from your face, which is kind of the exciting part of getting to be so real and truthful.
Speaking of your singing, I see that Hugh Jackman likened your vocal preparation to that of a strangled cat.
I did. He's mean.
Can we hear a little bit?
Yeah, well, you could do it with me if you want. Do a little vocal, cheeky vocal warm-up. It's basically,
okay,
there's a sound that you can do which goes meow, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. They're different little vocal sounds, and basically it's just a weird little vocal warm-up I learned from a vocal coach once, and it's it's really great at strengthening the mixed area in your voice, which Eponine, you know, sings a lot in. So yeah. it was all relevant to that specific vocal. But do you want to have a little go at it and we can warm up together?
I'll be honest, I don't think my jeans are quite tight enough for me to make those sounds. You know, maybe I could do a rah, you know, rah, rah. But I don't think I'm going to make a light cat sound.
Hang on. A little practice.
We've had 3 Golden Globe wins for Les Mis and obviously nominated for a load of Oscars. Are you heading out to the Oscars ceremony?
Well, I'm not quite sure yet. Hopefully, fingers crossed. It's just exciting to be involved in an Oscar-nominated film. I never thought I'd see the day that I'd be able to say that sentence.
I know. Your first film as well. How cool is that? What's next for you? I know obviously you've got Oliver for a few more weeks, and then after that?
Well, yeah, I've got a couple of things actually that are coming up, which, you know, I can't necessarily say too much about because they're not 100% confirmed yet, but I'm very excited about them, and this has been great. It's kind of opened doors to a new world for me, the film side of things, which I'm so excited to explore, but I still want to obviously maintain, you know, my time on stage, because that's my first love, so my ideal goal really would be to try and build a healthy balance between the two and have a well-rounded career. That'd be my goal.
I've been reading a lot of your press, and there's Sandbox style tips. You're being billed as Hollywood's next big thing. I see the amount of marriage proposals that you get on Twitter. It's definitely all going in the right direction for you, and you were superb in Les Mis. And I said in my review that I would put your performance up there with Anne Hathaway's. Definitely.
Oh wow.
Well,
thank you very much.
Okay. Well, I know you have to go, so thank you very much for talking to me. And if you ever come back to the Isle of Man, do you think we can ever do that show that we were going to co-host together all those years ago?
Co-host a radio show.
Yeah.
I would give it a go. I think I'd be a shambles, but I will definitely give it a go.
Okay. Well, we'll just come and see us. We'll leave it at that. Come and see us if you ever come back to the Isle of Man. We'd love to see you.
Yay, I would love to. Thank you.
All right, cool. Well, Samantha, thank you very much for talking to us. And good luck at the Oscars.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
See you later. 3FM. Jason, in the afternoon.